Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 99 of Internet Marketing. I'm in the studio with Mr. Kelvin Newman.
Hello, hello, hello.
Brought to you by Site Visibility. No, Internet Marketing's brought to you by Site Visibility. Mm-hmm. Well, and Kelvin Newman is.
Yes, yes. But I that's where I come from and that's where the podcast comes from.
Absolutely. Dan says that a lot, doesn't he? Absolutely. I've started doing it as well.
I really apologise to podcast listeners because inevitably people, particularly when they're talking on a kind of podcast environment, have vocal tics. And it's things you repeat that you don't necessarily realise until you listen back to yourself. So that's why if you are doing podcasting, I always suggest listening back to yourself. But we've got a fun one in a regular meeting that I have at work at the moment where people say, honestly, I think this. And we all say honestly in this meeting. And one of the guys has picked up on this and is like, well, is everything else you're saying not honest then? If whenever you say this honestly, that means that you're then to be honest. So yeah, that's... There's probably hundreds of vocal tics that everyone has, and you know, apologies for if anyone's picked up on any of mine.
Anyway, vocal tics aside,
yes,
got a bit of an apology to the users.
Yes,
we're very technical here, aren't we? To the listeners,
yes,
because we've fallen behind a bit, haven't we?
Yes, it's all my fault.
And we're very sorry.
Yes, now as a few of you, particularly those of you who sign up for the premium podcast, who get my emails through daily, will know. In December, I was in the midst as well of the terrible snow we had in Brighton that to anyone else in the world probably wouldn't seem that terrible.
But that's half an inch, by the way, to everyone else in the
world. Did bring all of Brighton to a standstill. On top of that, that was also when I was moving house into my new lovely house as well with my 7 month year old, well, not 7 month year old, but 7 month old daughter, which was also nice and complicated. I also got a stomach bug and Christmas as well in the midst there. So we got a little bit behind, and because we are coming up, so we're episode 99 now, and we've got the 100th episode coming up, rather than kind of rush out some podcasts that we weren't too happy with, we thought we'll hold back, wait till January, and really make sure that we've got some great episodes to see off the double-digit podcast episodes and introduce the triple-digit podcast episodes.
And we've got a great episode 100 coming up, which I'll tell you about in a minute. And I think the plan is that we're going to catch up. So yes, you expect the frequency over the next couple of weeks to go up a bit.
Yeah, we'll probably be more frequent than weekly and be back on track by the end of January. So
that's the plan.
Lots of podcasts for your early 2011 pleasure.
So I hope you all had a very nice Christmas and that you carry that spirit of the holidays. See, I'm very American now, of the Christmas holidays into the new year. What are we talking about today, Kelvin?
Well, there's two things, really. What I wanted to talk about is, so I am, in the style of Donald Trump and Alan Sugar in the UK, looking for an apprentice, as it were. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that search and potentially open that up to a few of the listeners, but also talk more generally about a career in digital marketing, digital media, because Andy and myself have had quite different experiences of working in digital media, and also because at the beginning of the year, quite often people are thinking about their plans for the future, and a change in job and a change in career might well be part of those plans. So I wanted to share some new year advice on working in digital media, really. So I mean, to start off, I I know we have listeners all over the world, so apologies for the people who are outside of the UK and outside of the southeast of the UK. But at the moment, I'm looking for a couple of interns, for people who are either at a loose end and want to gain some practical experience of digital media, or are currently studying maybe in the Brighton area, maybe in the London area, and wanted to pop down for maybe 1 or 2 days a week to learn about digital marketing. And I think... you know, so if anyone is particularly interested about that, they're in our neck of the woods, do drop me a line at kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. But I think the whole process of work experience is an interesting one. While I was at university at Sussex, did a lot of work experience in the music industry, working up in London. I did 2 to 3 days a week working for various music labels of different, most of them in the Universal group, as it were, so Mercury, Island and Polydor, and UMG, as they call it, Universal Music Group, just the head office, as it were. It was really interesting. I was quite fortunate because I did a Mickey Mouse degree, as I think they're known, being Media Studies at Sussex, which meant I had about an hour and a half of lessons a week, I think. And even fitting in as much drinking as you possibly can, I still had a few days loose to play around with there, and managed to, you know, by a bit of fluke, by working at the student radio station, to get some work experience there as well. And it was really useful for me. I mean, admittedly, there was quite a lot of filing. There was quite a lot of organising of press cuttings and that kind of thing. I'm not sure.
Was still making the team sweeping the floor?
Yeah, then? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't quite that bad, but there was certainly, yeah, certainly I perfected my art of the perfect cupper in that experience. Mm. And that's not what I'm hoping to do with the kind of internee type of people that I'm working with, but it was interesting because you get that experience of working in a creative environment that I thought was quite useful in that process. And I think the challenge is if you're studying or you've not worked in an area before, there's a proper chicken and egg situation going on, which is, well, how do I get a job if I've got no experience? But if I've got no experience, you know, you can't get an experience without the job. Mm. You know, so it's very, very difficult. And unfortunately, quite often unpaid work or low paid work or part time work while doing other more financially reliable work is the solution to that. And it's worked quite well. We've been involved in a scheme at Site Visibility, the company, that's worked quite well in the past, which is unfortunately, I think, had its government funding deferred or cut or postponed, or in the age of austerity, and that was the Sussex intern program maintained by Wired Sussex. And that was very useful because it allowed people who had for various reasons not quite got straight away into a job, they then had a government funded scheme where they could go and work with a company for two or three days a week for a 6 week period, and more often than not they turned into employees. I know that SiteViz were, you know, a fairly sort of smallish company, about 25 people or so. I think probably 75% of our people have kind of come via a scheme like that, or come in as a trainee. So it seemed to work quite well on that side of things. So, I mean, it's difficult if you've not got the experience. So those kind of internee type opportunities are quite good. The other option is to just try it on your own. And, you know, particularly in SEO, if you can demonstrate when you're going for an SEO interview or a position in an SEO company, you've run some websites that are well optimized and you've taught yourself using things like the podcast, things like, you know, the blogs that are out there, the free tools that are there. You've been able to optimize the site. That's a great demonstration. And that works as well for all kinds of different sectors as well. So if it's interested in web development, if you can show a portfolio of a couple of websites you've built for friends and family, that can work quite well. Same for sort of email marketing and, you know, web design and all that kind of thing as well. I mean, what would your advice, Andy, be to be someone who doesn't have any experience in digital media to sort of get started?
I think it would be the second thing that you said, i.e. just go and do something. I mean, we've spoken about this before a few episodes ago, didn't we, about people, not necessarily young people, but older people that are trying to get into digital media. I would just say, I don't know, the thing about computers and the internet is it's not difficult to get started. You don't, you know, providing you've got a computer and an internet connection, there's not a lot of other expensive equipment you really need to get. So it's not difficult to just go online and start experimenting, you know, perhaps build your own website, just get up to speed with that. There's tons and tons of information on the internet.
The thing I would warn people against, though, because there is this whole world of make money online, you know, websites and the like, and a lot of them offer premium subscription websites, which are very different to ours. I think ours is a lot more about kind of promoting real products and promoting real services rather than, you know, how to make money online. What we're about is not how to make money online, it's how to promote a business. If that business makes money for you, then fair play. That's a different distinction there. But be warned, a lot of these kind of quite expensive, hypey courses and ebooks and the like.
I'm so burnt out by that at the moment. Yeah. It was great to have a break at Christmas. Mm. And then I came back to it all yesterday.
Yeah. No, I mean, there is a lot of useful advice in these tools. And, you know, if you find someone you really respect online and you value their opinion, then, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to kind of invest in a product that they're selling or, you know, producing. But be warned that you need to be confident in that person that you're buying from, that they're not just selling you something that's, you know, rehashed free content that you could have got elsewhere, because you know, that does happen. You know, I've spoken to listeners and I've spoken to friends, and you know, I've even, you know, invested in a few products just to see what they're like, to see what the, you know, the competition are up to there. And it's surprising how often you'll pay up for this super duper SEO secrets course, that what they'll tell you to do is optimize your title tags, and they'll have a 40-minute video telling you how to do that, which only takes 2 minutes to explain. They'll tell you to build links to your site using this revolutionary technique, directory submission. And, you know, so it's be aware that, you know, you kind of, a lot of what you can find online is available for free. And if it is a premium one, be confident where you're paying for that, that there is an additional level of sophistication there that you wouldn't be able to get elsewhere for free, or that you are really supremely confident in them. So if you are thinking of teaching yourself, you know, that's the recommendation that I would say there. Be careful not to do that as well. And, you know, it can be quite a good sort of hobby as well. You know, that would be my best advice as well, that if you are trying to build a website or demonstrate some, you know, social media experience or SEO experience or whatever it is in digital marketing that you're trying to associate yourself with, it will always be easier to do that if you're doing it for something that you find a hobby. So we've been interviewing some trainees recently, and one of the guys runs a music website that reviews all the gigs he goes to, because he's the kind of person who goes to and attends gigs anyway. He likes taking pictures and interviewing bands. So he actually used that as an opportunity to get some free tickets to gigs, which I think was a, you know, great idea as well. But then now when he's going through, you know, that process, he can then say, well, here's this website I've run. For him, it wasn't even work. It wasn't like, oh, I've got to do this to try and prove my experience in digital media. He was doing it because it was the kind of work that he, you know, the kind of thing he would do for fun anyway.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It was his joy.
Yeah, and I think that's often when, you know, when I'm looking for, you know, people to take on a site of his, we look for the kind of people who would do the work anyway. You know, they'd do it in their free time. They'd do it even if they weren't getting paid for it, because they tend to be the kind of people who take to the work most naturally. I mean, because, so Addy's kind of situation is a bit different in terms of you're working more as a kind of like a freelancer approach as to opposed to an agency kind of approach. Is that kind of a good way for people to make that starting, do you think? Or?
Well, it's nice when you're a free. It depends what you mean by freelancer. Yeah. I mean, we're a very small company, only two core members. Yeah. Yeah. We have a studio, but I mean, I suppose in some ways we're more like a freelancer.
Yeah.
It gives you more flexibility. You can make decisions very quickly. But I just think if you can get some experience, I mean, when people come and see you and you interview people, Kelvin,
yep.
are you impressed by people that have actually done something? Are you more impressed by them than the people that haven't?
Yeah, I mean, I would never take someone on who wasn't passionate and wasn't keen and, you know, didn't kind of have that enthusiasm. But there's a big difference between enthusiasm and passion and actually doing something. And in some ways, you kind of have more respect for someone who's had a go, might not have got it quite right, might not have, be doing it perfectly, but has at least done something. Because in this world, there is not a lack of ideas. You know, anyone can come up with an idea for something. What there is a lack of is execution on ideas. Seth Godin's on a bit of a mission about this at the moment, where he's talking about real artistship. Mm. So it doesn't matter how good your art is, if you never finish it, it's not art, you know, it doesn't matter how many features you keep adding to your, development cycle. If you're a developer, if you never quite hit that final publish button, as it were, and send it out to the world. So, you know, I've got a huge amount of respect for anyone who's doing that as well. And quite often someone who might have a day job, might have a university job and has done a bit of kind of work where they've been, freelancing around that can be a great, great experience, because then you're then showing you've got experience of working on kind of commercial projects. So a hobby website's great, but if you've also got experience working on commercial websites and commercial projects where there's been a budget, there's been a customer, you know, that's a big part of it as well. Because doing SEO for yourself, you know, you just do what you want to do, you're happy. A big part of the world of digital media and digital marketing is not just doing the work, it's doing the work for customers and those customers liking that work and understanding when they challenge you, how you deal with those challenges, when they are being unrealistic, how you deal with that unrealism, you know, and how you can kind of steer people in the right direction. Because, you know, some clients are absolutely amazing, they just get it perfectly, but other clients less so. You know, they're less confident and less able to make the right kind of calls. So in those kind of situations, actually you want someone who might not necessarily be the best person at the job, but is able to deal with the kind of people aspect of
people skills.
Yeah, it's not to be underestimated.
And I can recommend a good book for that.
Yeah?
It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Ah, it's a classic, that one, isn't it? You know, who's that by? Is it?
I've completely got a drawn a blank on who it's by. It's by some very well-known author, but obviously not well-known to my brain at the moment.
Yes.
But would you recommend books? I mean, not so much the people skills books, but technical books?
I think, there's some... Yeah, the thing I would say about really technical disciplines or really technical aspects of disciplines, that the nature of how a book is published is that it has a long lead time. So a book that's coming out now was probably finished at least 6 months ago, probably a little bit longer, and was pitched at least probably a year or so prior to that. So there is a danger there that, for example, at the moment I'm reading a really good social media book by a lady called Lee Evans. It's called like Social Media Marketing. I'll drop a link in the show notes. It's a very good book. But I think even she would admit that because of the nature of how long a book takes to write, that it's very difficult when writing about cutting edge things to when you've published, you've hit the print button 3 or 4 months previously, that it's not going to be a little bit out of date. So that there's a danger there on real technical things. But then the more general books, I think, you know, there's a huge amount you can get from them. I think people should read about, I did a feature in the run-up to Christmas for the Premium Podcast about my 5 best books that I'd read of the year that I thought were quite interesting. So apologies to the Premium subscribers for going over these again. But so there's 4-Hour Work Week, which, you know, we interviewed Tim Ferriss about this point last year.
Yep.
He's just brought out one about Keep Fit, which probably isn't anything to do with internet marketing, but also could read. 4-Hour Work Week, really interesting. Yes, it's a little bit get rich quick, but some of his ideas about efficiency and time saving, that's quite a good introduction before you make the full-on pelt into Get Things Done and, you know, all those kind of books. Lynchpin by Seth Godin, which actually is really good because a lot of businessy books are all about being an entrepreneur and running your own business, which is great. But for a lot of us, we actually work for other people. You know, we are an employee. Now, whereas I think Lynchpin's quite good is it's really good at helping you understand how you can be more effective within a business where you are an employee, as it were, which, you know, sometimes is missed. That's a Seth Godin book. There's also one by a chap called John Kay, which is called Obliquity. So it's about how goals are sometimes best achieved obliquely. So
at an angle,
yeah. So not directly going for them. So he kind of talks about a lot about businesses, the most successful businesses. So if your goal is to achieve shareholder value, which a lot of companies would say their goal is to achieve shareholder value if they're big PLC companies, in a lot of cases, the companies that state that don't achieve as much shareholder value as other companies like Google or that who have a mission or something separate, as it were. So, yeah, it's an interesting book there, well recommended on that side as well. And two more, I can't remember the authors of either of these. I do apologise, but I will put the in the show notes. For one is Life's a Pitch, which is about putting together presentations and all that kind of thing, which underappreciated art in the world of digital marketing is you've got to make a pitch quite frequently. A lot of the times that's done in PowerPoint, and most PowerPoints are rubbish. So and that's not about kind of technical or design, that one, but it's about kind of constructing arguments and thinking about story and narrative.
Specifically in PowerPoint?
In pitches,
oh, okay.
They're talking about, but it does cross over into PowerPoint quite a lot there. It's a book written by two authors in two different halves. One half is absolutely amazing. The other half, not quite so good. So there's that one there. And then finally, there's a book called What They Taught Me at Harvard Business School. Now, that's a reference to this really old book, say, What They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School, written by kind of a self-taught entrepreneur. But this one's written by a journalist who actually went as a journalist and studied at Harvard Business School. It's kind of a autobiography type book, and it's a bit, he loves some aspects of being taught there and doing an MBA and hates other aspects of it. But it's really quite interesting understanding, for most of us, I think we probably would never be able to go to Harvard Business School. We'd never have the time or never have the skills or the academic background or the support to go and do that. But sometimes I think it's quite interesting to learn about how, the other half go about doing these things.
Dale Carnegie, that was a chap.
I was going to say, I thought it was Dale something. Yeah,
Dale Carnegie.
Cool. So, that would be my general advice. So, it's just to refresh again. If anyone is around about in our area, I'm looking for some unpaid interns to get some experience of digital media, because I know that my work experience really helped me as an individual. So I want to try and help some people on there. You'll get to contribute to the premium podcast and help us with some of the production of the audio podcasting and also various bits around the site visibility company as well. But generally, if you're going into 2011 and looking for a new career in digital media or looking to get into it, try out some projects, do some research, actually deliver some stuff, and hopefully those books I've recommended might be quite helpful as well to people.
Read 15 minutes a day. That's my advice.
Well, I mean, I made I don't really do New Year's resolutions because they're a nightmare. But whereas last year I made the New Year's resolution was I'm going to read more, and that was just precise than that, just read more. So I basically just set out that I would buy from Amazon every couple of months 3 or 4 books. And actually, once you get into the habit of reading, you really, really, can't think of how you wouldn't do it. And so I'm getting through two or three books a month at the moment, which, isn't huge, like speed reading-y, but I know that I've learned a huge amount from that I wouldn't otherwise have done. So don't underestimate books. They're not all this flashy digital world, but, they can teach you a lot.
Paper books. I tried speed reading and I just couldn't do it. So I just read really slow now.
Yeah.
But for a long time.
And if any of the listeners there are experts in speed reading, do tell me how you do it, because to be honest, I'm not quite finger under every word, but I'm not a huge amount quicker than that.
Right, so just before we go, let's just quickly mention that in the next episode is episode 100, isn't it?
100, yes.
And we've got a bit of a review of the highlights of the year.
Yeah, so it's almost like a greatest hits, as it were. So we asked the premium subscribers, because it's easy for, and we asked in a previous audio show about people sending in their recommendations for what they felt were our best bits over the first 100 episodes. First 99 episodes, technically, isn't it? Because they can't say what's the best bit in 101 if it's not happened yet. But yeah, so that was our thinking on that one. So it'll be kind of almost like a highlights, a best of, the greatest hits of the premium podcast thus far. So hopefully it'll be an enjoyable one.
So folks, we'll see you all next time. I'll say next time, because it'll probably be less than a week you'll hear us in. It's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from
me, Kelvin Newman.
See you next time. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.